4-3-2. Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson. Do you mean to do that again? It sounded like it went out for a second there. Are we good? Okay. 5-4-3. You good, Reggie?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. 5-4-3-2. Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here at the Mall of America as we're continuing our coverage of Super Bowl 52 here in Minneapolis. And I'm joined by longtime Indianapolis Colts great Reggie Wayne. You can follow him on Twitter at @ReggieWayne_17.
Right.
And he's now part of us. He's in the media game now with NFL Network doing shows leading up to Super Bowl 52. And then, of course, a marathon full of coverage leading up to kickoff at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. So I want to go back in time before we talk about the Super Bowl and the Eagles-Patriots. How much interest did the Eagles show in you leading up to that 2001 NFL draft? Because the Eagles needed a receiver.
Yeah.
You were there end of the first round. It was – I happen to wonder at times about how different things might have been if Reggie Wayne's name was called with that first-round pick out of the U.
From my recollection of many years back, I would say the Philadelphia Eagles showed zero interest.
Interesting.
That's from my recollection. I never met with them long.
Okay.
Didn't get any pre-draft visits, you know. So from my recollection, I never got any love. And then, you know, obviously when you're in a draft, you feel like you're better than everybody, as you should, you know. And then they picked Freddie Mitchell, you know. So he was one of the five receivers that went before me in the first round. And
you still know that number to this day.
I still know it. I still know everybody that was drafted before me that played my position. So you know, I take it personal, and every time we would play Philly, I would have a pretty solid game. I would always remind Andy Reid, like, hey, you messed up. But Freddie Mitchell was a good receiver. He did his job.
Now, did that sort of help you, give you that chip on the shoulder coming into the league? As I look at this Eagles team that's overcome so much to get to the Super Bowl, and they have that underdog mentality, do you think that sort of propelled your career, and do you kind of see a little bit of that in the Eagles as they make this run to the Super Bowl?
It definitely motivates you. It does, especially when you're considered overlooked so much. And you use it to your advantage. As they say, bulletin board material, that's what you do, and you never forget it. And then you use it to motivate you and give you that extra boost that you need. It's almost like playing Pac-Man. You get that power pellet. You know, you get it. And then,
I like that.
You know, when you finally get it, you just feel that much bigger than everybody else. You just want to go and take over.
Now, some receivers flourish very early in their careers. Talk about what it's been like watching Nelson Agholor for the Eagles this season. 2015 first-round pick. You know, we all know the struggles they've been through his first two seasons, but finally they found a home for him in the slot.
Absolutely.
What is it about that position that it just takes guys time, certain guys time, to develop a little bit slower than others?
It's funny you bring that up. I actually met Nelson as a rookie.
Really?
And we exchanged phone numbers, and we talked throughout his career so far.
You know,
so I always reminded him of, man, listen, don't worry. Stay locked in and focused. Your career is no different than mine. My first year of my career, I was plagued with injuries, right? So I had to overcome that. And then right when I felt like I was ready, the Indianapolis Colts went and got Kadri Ismail in free agency. And then that kept me at the number three position, you know. So I felt like I was better. I felt like I was ready. But they didn't, you know. So once again, you're motivated. You use that chip on your shoulder, and you go out there and you show them. And then all of a sudden, my third year of my career, I was pronounced a starter. You know, Coach Dungy met me in the hallway, and he says, Reggie, you know what? This is your time. Now we think you're ready. And that's all you need. So I would always relate that story to Nelson. And, man,
interesting.
Once he found his rhythm, once he got comfortable, you can see his game just take off from there. So I'm happy for him. I'm proud of him. I expect him to have a real good game this Sunday. And it's all about finding your right spot. And that slot position for him seems like it's perfect for him. And one thing about it, when you're in the slot, you know, a lot of times you're going to get that team's third best corner. Or if they stay base defense, it's going to be a linebacker. So you feel like
that's a mismatch.
Yeah, you feel like none of these guys can cover me. So you can tell he's enjoying it. He's having fun, and that's half the battle right there.
Now, you had guys like Marvin Harrison and Peyton Manning, obviously, to help you early in your career. How much do you think it's helped Nelson having guys like Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith come on over in free agency? Because it seemed like that sort of took the pressure off him and kind of took him out of the spotlight a little bit and allowed him to work behind the scenes to get to where he is now as a slot receiver with a huge role for this Eagles offense.
You know, that's huge. Me having a Marvin Harrison in front of me, a Hall of Famer, and just watching the way he works, watching the way he takes the position in the job as, you know, as professional as it should be. And then, like you said, there's Peyton Manning. That was Jeff Saturday. That was Edgerrin James. Yeah. Tarik Glenn. We had a bunch of guys in place to lead us young guys, so we can learn from. So that was huge. And then I'm sitting in a wide receiver room, and I'm soaking up as much knowledge as I can from Marvin Harrison. Now, he wasn't a big talker, but when you ask questions, he would answer. And that's all you can ask for. And then on the field, his action showed you everything. So that's what you want. Nelson having Torrey Smith and Alshon Jeffries come over can kind of show him the ropes, show him how to practice, show him how to take notes in meetings, whatever the case may be. As a young guy, I think that's an advantage of a lot of these younger receivers that you may see coming in first year may do something, mm-hmm. but then they kind of drop off a little bit, or they start off super slow. So it's a bonus for him, and I hope that he's taking it in stride and using it to his advantage.
All right, Reggie, Eagles fans and the players, we need the secret sauce. You've dethroned the Patriots. You've knocked them off in the playoffs.
You've got
a Super Bowl ring.
I do.
At their expense.
I do.
You beat them along the way. So what do the Eagles have to do to take care of business and get the Lombardi Trophy to Philadelphia?
I think they just need to stay focused. You know, one thing about this, there's a lot of New England Patriots players that's been here before. There's not very many Philadelphia Eagles that's been here, mm-hmm. you know. So you get caught up into a lot of the hoopla. You get caught up into all the festivities, the parties, the scenery around the Super Bowl, to where you can get lost in the sauce, as they say.
Yeah.
Right? Lost in the sauce, and you forget that this game is here for you. You're playing in this game, and I think that's what our problem was in my first Super Bowl against the Bears. We was victorious, but we kind of got lost into all the hoopla in the kickoff, watching all the cameras flashing and all that stuff, and then all of a sudden, the first play of the game, Devin Hester runs back a kickoff. So we started behind the eight ball. That was a wake-up call for us.
I was going to say, that gets you out quickly.
That was a wake-up call for us, but the Bears had Rex Grossman at quarterback. The New England Patriots have Tom Brady. That's two different guys. So you don't want to fall behind early on a Tom Brady and then play catch-up football. So they just – I'm sure they're practicing hard. They know what it takes to get there. They're here. But just knowing that this is a business trip, not fun time. You win this game.
You're set for life.
You'll live like a Beatle. You'll have as much fun as you possibly can. So as long as they understand that, and I'm sure a lot of these guys like Long and Malcolm Jenkins, these guys that's played in this game before and been successful – they teaching them and showing them exactly what it is and how it feels to be victorious.
Do you have to pay for a dinner at St. Elmo's anymore?
Absolutely not, man. They always take care of you, man.
See, that's what I would figure. That's what happens in Philadelphia if they can win the Super Bowl this Sunday. Outstanding, legendary wide receiver Reggie Wayne, thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we continue our coverage from Super Bowl 52 here in Minneapolis.